I've lived in Clarksville, Montgomery County nearly my entire life, and I've seen a lot of growth and met some amazing people along the way. There's a lot going on in our community, and on this podcast, I hope to shed some light on what's going on in Clarksville. I'm Charlie Kuhn, and this is Clarksville Conversations.
Janet and Buck are gracing me with their presence on Clarksville Conversation. I'm so glad y'all are here.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you for having us.
Let me tell you, the work you guys are doing, not only downtown, but throughout Montgomery County, is really amazing. And I know we're going to talk about downtown, but before we do that, can you give us some kind of updates on what's happening out in the industrial park? Or can you give us some secrets, Buck?
Well, I don't have to give you a secret. If you drive on International Boulevard, I mean, there's literally 10 projects ongoing right now.
Yeah.
In the industrial park. Now, some of those are our own projects. We're improving some land. We're putting some road and infrastructure in. But from, you know, big items, Hankook is doing their phase 2 and 3. LG Chem has started their, you know, their grading. Google has been expanding. We've got work going on around a transload site up in the North Park. But when you, Coopy is going to be opening within a year with their Japanese mayonnaise. And
what else?
Dongwa. Yeah. And Dongwa is on Guthrie Highway.
Yeah.
So, you know, all these projects are coming out of the ground. And Amazon is going to hire before the end of the year. So while Amazon has been completed, they've not gone through with their employment. So as we talk about what's going on from a growth perspective, Amazon is, you know, going to start their hiring 250 employees before the year's out.
And when you talk about all these new and expanding projects, you're talking about probably some higher wages because there's competition. You're talking about many more jobs. And I'm not asking you for the specific numbers, but I know it's a lot. So I think our community should be proud that we continue to grow economically and, you know, with our workforce.
In all that that we're talking about, when it's fully expanded, it's 3,750 new jobs before 2030.
And that's just the projects we have now. That's if we don't do anything from today moving forward.
Correct.
This year, right. But we know that's not the case.
Well, and, you know, we're trying to, and as we're super selective about with the companies that we engage with, so that the wages are above competitive wages. So we want all our new employees and new jobs to be above $55,000 of annual income. I mean, that's where we're starting. And what we're experiencing is a lot of these jobs are either engineer tech or maintenance tech type jobs, especially Hankook, LG Chem, Dongwa. Those, it's highly automated, their processes. And so You've got to have, and the training is with the company. So, other, and Chris Self can talk in more detail about how to get that training and get signed up for those. But with overtime, these jobs are almost six-figure jobs when you get a mature, fully trained, fully through the probationary period type employee. These are going to be very well-paying jobs. And so that's overall our goal has been, again and again, is to add more wages for our citizens of Clarksville, Montgomery County, and growing that wage level and giving opportunities for soldiers to transition from the military into a competitive wage job and to stay in the community. So it's great for everybody.
And you know, I've heard you say this before. I think it's right. But as you talk about transitioning soldiers and spouses, which, you know, are very, very, very important, we're at the 35-36% range.
That's exciting news. I mean, I just was meeting with Fort Campbell leadership less than a month ago, and the number has been 34%, which is a great number, the number of soldiers that stay in the community. And now they corrected me and said, now it's up to 36%.
Yeah.
And that's they stay in the Clarksville Christian County area. And we know that most of those folks, majority of those stay in Clarksville.
I remember in 2013, 2014 range, that number was somewhere closer to 18% and 19%.
In the 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, so what does that mean in terms of real population growth? So about 4,400 soldiers, plus or minus 100, leave Fort Campbell, leave the Army from Fort Campbell every year. So think about 36% of 4,400 and divide by 12.
Yeah.
How many soldiers a month and families end up staying in Clarksville? And it's a little bit over 100 every month.
Yeah,
that are staying here. And so that's great for our workforce. That's great for our home builders, our realtors, our restaurants, the whole economy. Yeah. It's another big deal.
And that's an amazing talent pool.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, we talk about that all the time. We've got our high school folks coming out getting jobs. We've got our college folks, and we've got our military. So we've got them coming from many different sources to help us be successful and help you guys as you're out recruiting and doing your development.
Right.
Well, thank you for that update. I know we've got some other things to talk about, and that's where Janet, the downtown expert, comes in. So, Janet, kind of give us an idea of what's happening downtown and what we can look forward to over the next 6 to 12 months.
Sure. Well, we, you know, with the F&M Bank Arena opening, that really was the catalyst for a lot of different things. We've got our garage, which is going to be owned by the IDB County Garage, that will break ground here soon in the spring. We've got a distillery that's going to be owned by Joe Maynard right in the same vicinity. Yeah. We've got the hotel that's under construction right now, which is the DoubleTree. It'll be a full service hotel, the first of its kind in our community, which we're really excited about. And downtown, we really need that. You'll have the 55,000 square foot of retail, which will be where the parking lot is right now. And so just that's in a one to two block radius, all of those projects. Not to mention there'll be another hotel, a boutique hotel, about 85 keys, right at the corner of 2nd, across from the Shelby's Trio restaurant. And there are some other, you've got Leo Milan's project. Yep. That's the 10-story building happening right at the 25 Jefferson Street, to include other townhomes and other commercial and retail establishments. So that's a lot going on. And just to think where we were just even a year ago is transformative.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, you've named multiple things. How do you guys and your partners manage this growth downtown? I mean, you can't just say, okay, go build it and everything's going to be fine. There's roads, there's parking, there's a lot of different things. How do you guys work with folks to make it easy?
Sure. Well, one of the mechanisms we created when we created the redevelopment districts is when we look at developing, we're trying to develop the area as a whole versus parcel by parcel, so that we can mitigate traffic and traffic patterns and, you know, excessive curb cuts and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We have to drive there too, so we want to be mindful of us and then the community. So I think that's more of a proactive approach versus a reactive. Active.
Yeah,
we want
yeah.
to do it on the front side versus the back side. And then just working with our partners to make sure that we plan accordingly and that we're talking to each other so that, you know, for instance, First Street, when the development starts on the construction of the retail, that, you know, we don't repave so that we have to then break through it again and repave later. So just making sure we all communicate with each other.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting just to see all the puzzle pieces coming together. And for example, the question I have is that you have the DoubleTree, and then you're going to have a parking garage, and then you're going to have that development all right there.
Yes.
And you have to do one piece at a time, right?
Correct.
So how does that work?
Well, the sequence of that, the hotel will be complete in August. Excuse me. Our garage will begin, the county garage, IDB, will begin this spring. It'll be under construction for a year, and then it's going to be due to be open in April of 25. And then as soon as that's complete, the retail, the 55,000 square foot retail, which is just to the south between City Hall and the parking garage that we're building on College Street and for College and First, then that retail will begin, and it'll be under construction for about a year. So.
Yeah.
We're sequencing that with the project managers and with the architects, and so that we're working through all that at the same time. And you know, you got to also mention that the city garage is a big deal. Is going to be complete this summer. Mm-hmm. So it's going to add overall to more parking options for the downtown, especially as we get deep into construction.
And that was one of my questions. Everybody's first question is, or comment, there's no parking. Where do I park? Where can I find parking? But in reality, with the city parking garage, your parking garage, and then all the surface lots that Correct. Are out there in street parking, there's a lot more parking than people just can really grasp, right?
Sure. So after our parking garage is built, after Leo's building with a public parking garage and then the city and all the public spots, we estimate that to be at 3,650 available spots. So even if there are multiple events going on at different places, which we hope and envision, there really should not be a challenge parking.
And that's all within just a 2 or 3 block radius?
Correct.
Right. So I can imagine, you know, let me rephrase that. I think about downtown growth and then industrial development growth, which, you know, we'll call that out in the county.
Sure.
But why is it important to have a vibrant downtown?
Well, you know, we travel around the Southeast and, you know, we visit places and we look at that places that are thriving. And when you interview and talk to those mayors and their leaders in that community, they said it all begins with your downtown. I mean, that becomes the place where people congregate, and where people seek a downtown. They seek that social interaction, and it's great for visitors. It's great for the people that live here. It's great for our businesses, and it's great for investment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talk about this all the time in our where that is. It's visit, live, work, invest. Visit, live, work, invest. And when you've got a vibrant downtown that you can showcase, that visit, live, work, invest is cycle just helps to propagate itself.
You know, and there are a lot of partners that are catalysts for downtown. Of course, we can't go without mentioning Austin Peay.
Correct. Right.
Then the county building, the F&M Bank Arena. Those two partnerships with the Predators and Sabretooth Sports and Entertainment. How has that helped you when you're recruiting or talking about these developments?
Well, I mean, it's great for anybody. You know, we bring people from around the country and showcase. And we push our marketing and we show people what Clarksville has to offer. And when many folks are saying, if I come here, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And when you take them downtown and you take them to great restaurants and you take them to great venues and you see potentially a performing arts center, you know, this is where it would go and how that would. And so that you've got options for everybody and possibly baseball. So all of that stuff, you know, really puts us on a competitive level with cities that, by the way, we are becoming a larger city, one of the largest in the state, and that you expect these kind of amenities to be in that. And that's what's important for our talent attraction, talent retention of the folks that we want to get to come here, stay here, and make Clarksville, Montgomery County their home.
Yeah, and you know, when I'm downtown a lot, and I have seen the expanded foot traffic.
Absolutely.
And where does that, you know, when you're recruiting retail, and people want people walking by their shops.
Sure.
So can you talk about the visitors downtown and the foot traffic? Do you have any?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you one example. So the Fordyce Center, when it opened in March, as of this February, they had seen 220,000 visitors just to the Fordyce Center alone.
Wow.
So you think about that capacity, and then those folks, they're all coming from outside of Clarksville, Montgomery County.
Yeah.
They're walking around, they're going to restaurants, and one of the things that we know in retail is rooftops, retail follows rooftops. So it's up to us to create, we've made a goal of facilitating 1,000 new downtown units over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So we're almost halfway there in the first year with Leo Milan's project and then the Vulcan project at the Vulcan site. So again, retail follows rooftops.
Yeah.
And with all of the things that we're creating, the arena, all of that is just kind of organic traffic that's happening. And we're seeing that, you know, evident on the streets right now.
I think one thing thing that, you know, we talk about some name brand stores. You know, we joke about it. And, you know, there are many requests out there, which you all know. But that density of rooftops
yes.
is what the attraction is, right? So,
correct.
So I'll throw out like a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's. They're going to go to a very dense population, right?
Right. Well, they want to see the density. They also want to see the annual household income.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so it's up to us to present our story. And so we've got Fort Campbell Army Base that gives us a better story on paper that really doesn't show up if you just look at us, just, you know, initially look at our demographics.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we've got $750 million
right.
Dollars that don't really show up statistically anywhere.
Yeah.
So we've got, it's up to us to be able to tell that story, what, to be able to make our
what
our
Janet's
picture.
Saying is when folks look at your community, they're looking at what was filed on your tax form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's how the data, it sort of sets up on what the median household income is.
Yeah.
What you miss in that data is basic allowance for housing, BAH that the soldiers get, mm-hmm. and any disability that we get.
Yeah.
We know that we got 33,000 veterans in our community, and that's over $550 million of disability dollars that are
yeah.
provided to them a year.
Mm-hmm.
No one sees that because that's not recorded on anybody's tax form.
There
Same thing for the BAH.
Yeah.
So we've got to remind our retailers that they're missing about $880 million worth of federal income that's coming into our households that's not reported
yeah.
on
yeah.
tax forms. And that's, you know, there's not military installations in everywhere across America. So, you know, that's just something that we're missing,
yeah.
that we miss in the data a little bit.
And your organization, you know, we talk about data and getting the word out.
Yes.
You know, just however you get the word out. You've got the Industrial Development Board, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is Visit Clarksville.
Correct.
The Chamber of Commerce,
yes.
and the Economic Development Council.
Mm-hmm.
So you, Buck, are the leader of that organization. So you've got to get, even though they all do something different, you've got to kind of get them all working in unison to get their job done,
well,
too, right?
I mean, and so I'll go back to when we think about those organizations and driving the economy of the community, go back to what I was saying a minute. Live,
yep.
Visit, live, work, invest.
Yeah.
And when we think about our different organizations, each one of them is doing one of those things.
Yeah.
Visit Clarksville is doing visit. Live is our placemaking that Janet's
yeah.
taking care of.
Yeah.
Work is our business development with what Josh Ward takes care of.
Yeah.
And then you think about a Chamber and Aspire Foundation. Those
yeah.
are investment groups.
Yeah.
They're taking and we're investing in the community. So visit, live, work, invest is the way we organize ourselves, and it's the way we interact with each other, that with everybody's got to work together in a system to continue to grow our economy.
You know, when you guys are out traveling and you're visiting with people, if I was one of those people, I would say, why Clarksville? Why Clarksville, Montgomery County? And you've got a minute to tell me. What would you say, Janet? Why Clarksville?
Clarksville, and I'd be a great person to ask, given I am a transplant from New York.
Yep.
I've seen Clarksville transform in the 15 years I've been here. The arena, the things to do, the quality of life, the people. It's yeah. unlike any other place I've ever been.
Yeah.
You know, I've moved my parents down here. I've moved my sister and my niece. So, again, New York to Clarksville, people think that's a big jump. But, again, for the things that I mentioned, affordability and the community that is sort of set from the people that you interact with, it's just a great environment. And the school districts. While I don't have children, the school districts are, CMCSS is a great place to,
yep.
to enroll
yeah.
your children.
You've got all these, you know, measurables,
yeah.
you know, and once again, we were by Open Door, we were a number top five hottest zip code in the United States again for the third year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we're number four for millennials and Gen Z
yeah.
In, you know, attraction. And so we're a young community. You know, our average age is 31, which
yeah.
is, you know, 6-7 years younger than most counties and 8 years younger than the state average. So our our population is young. We're optimistic.
Yep.
And as General Luck used to say when he would come back, you know, General Luck, he's folks one, might know him, a real legend in the military.
He's one of my favorites.
General Luck would say, it's so good to be back in Clarksville. It just feels good.
Yeah, it feels
and with
good.
And, you know, emphasis on feels.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
right.
It feels good in Clarksville. It's one of these intangibles. You know, we got a lot of, we can measure a lot of things.
Yeah.
But there's something about optimism and culture and the tornado was witness to how much everybody works with each other when we have challenges. And so it's just a good place to live.
Yeah.
And if you're here, you know it, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that's, it's one of those hard to explain, but when you're here, you get
it. It just feels good.
It feels good.
I'm going to tell him you said that. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Well, what did I forget? What have we left out about downtown or any things you're working on, Janet? Anything?
Well, we talked about the creation of the TIF districts. We really think that helped to push forward development downtown. But the arena has been, again, transformative in the sense, along with the downtown commons. We can't forget that. Those two things have really helped to move us forward in the area. I'll give you an example. The Turnbridge River District was a redevelopment district. We had a capacity of $25 million. We exhausted that in less than a year.
Yeah.
So that just tells you the willingness or the want and desire to develop once you make those incentives available to people, it really helped to get the project over the last hurdle.
Yeah.
So our garage is due to start work here in April and we'll be finished in next year of 25. It's looking to be about 540-ish spots down from 7 at 720-ish. It's precast. So once it gets on site, you kind of put it together like Lego blocks.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
easy. And so we're really looking forward to all the activity that's going on. We talked about the Milan project. We talked about most things going on downtown.
She covered it. I mean, it's what's exciting is, you know, it's happening.
Yeah,
And we've been talking about that. And we expect the minimal impact on traffic. While there's going to be a lot of construction between Jefferson Street and College Street and Main Street, between Spring Street and First Street,
it shouldn't
impact any traffic except when we're bringing some big pieces of concrete, you know, to drop them off and build the garage. But and part of this is all first movers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is the, you know, first movers for apartments downtown, in a large way, first mover for another big influx of retail, first mover on an updated and upgraded full service hotel.
Yeah.
So these first movers are really setting the price point and setting the quality on a lot of these projects. And so, the incentives help these first movers come in and do the project.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting to see what's going on. And I've got one last question for you, and it's almost off the record. What?
Almost.
I won't tell anybody. But what's a secret project you got working? Or give me a code name or something. Give me something that we can stir the pot with, Bud. Come on. Don't break confidence, but just come.
I'm going to defer to him on that one.
I know. I left you out of it.
You know, we're just talking to everybody.
I know.
You know, we're talking to everybody. We're you know, Josh Ward's going to go out to the ICSC conference, you know. And so what's exciting, there's a lot of excitement, is our education level, our median household income, our population are moving us into a category where there are some retail big names that are starting to look very seriously at us now that they didn't look at us before when we didn't meet some of these thresholds. So now that we're meeting some of these thresholds with population, median household income, education level, all those things that are important for retailers when they say, where do I want to go make a large investment?
Yeah.
We've seen that very successful in all of our industrial park recruitment. And I think we're going to, you know, see a lot more success with retail recruitment for folks.
Well, I sure appreciate you guys coming and telling us all your secrets and the stuff you're working on. Next time you want to give us all an update, you just let me know and we'll get you going.
We appreciate it, Charlie. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.